Oh. Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Well, I've been stressing. Well, I've been stressing about it all. Well, I've been stressing. Well, I've been stressing about it all. And I'm tired. Won't you give me time? Myself on the floor wondering what to do. Draw a blank face to stare on the wall as the sky turns blue. It's not so easy to give up, but it's so damn tempting to.
Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Even when he's home, all we do is Good Sunday morning, everyone. I don't think I'm on the air for some strange reason. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:33 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday. What day is it? April the 7th, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday when I can get into the building, when I can figure out the new computer system. We're going to talk sports. It's 4:34 here on WMFO in Medford, 40 degrees outside our studio. As soon as I get my act together here, we'll be back talking sports. Don't you go anywhere. Okay, 4:35 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. Like I said, we're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. when I can get into the building. when I can figure out the new computer system, you know. But anyway, let's get right into sports. Let's see what happened yesterday in Major League Baseball. In the American League, the Orioles 5 and the Yankees 3. Cleveland 2 and the Twins 1. Royals 8 and the White Sox 6. The Blue Jays 3 and the Tigers zip. The Rays 3 and the Astros 1. The A's 4 and the Angels 2. And the Mariners 6 and the Mariners 6. Who do they play? Anyway, I don't have the Mariners won 6-5 over somebody, but I don't have it here on my list. So what do you expect? Okay, in the National League, the Mets 11 and the Nationals 8. The Phillies 8 and the Braves 6. The Marlins 6 and the Marlins 7 and the Rockies 3. The Brewers 4 and the Cardinals 2. The Giants 3 and the Padres 2. Dodgers. You know what? I am reading the wrong list. This is from last week. Last week, I couldn't get into the building either. But I didn't throw my stuff away. And so, therefore, I pulled out of my bag of magic tricks. And let's get back to what happened yesterday in the American League. Tigers 7 and the Royals 4. Mariners 9 and the White Sox 2. Angels 5 and the Rangers 1. Cleveland 7 and the Blue Jays 2. The Yankees 6 and the Orioles 4. The Astros 6 and the A's zip. In the National League, the Mets 6 and the Nationals 5. Pirates 6 and the Reds 5. That game went 10 innings. The Padres 6 and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs 14 and the Brewers 8. The Marlins 4 and the Braves 2. The Dodgers 7 and the Rockies 2. In the interleague play, the Twins 6 and the Phillies 2. The Giants 6 and the Rays 4. And the Diamondbacks 5 and the Red Sox 4. Stay away from the Prudential, the John Hancock, and other tall buildings in Boston. The Red Sox sports fans are going to be jumping off the roof. 2-7 in their first 9 games to start the season. That's no way to defend your championship. But, hey, you know, we had so many good things go our way last year. We can expect that the ball's going to take some funny bounces. And as the Red Sox decided they were going to rest their starting pitchers during spring training, give them little light work, and hopefully that would preserve their arms going into the major portion of the season. So far, it shows that these guys have not had enough work to get their act together. But, you know, hopefully, health-wise, they'll stay healthy. And I'm not jumping off any buildings, and I'm not walking under any tall buildings either here in Boston. But, hey, hopefully, as someone said on a radio TV program I was watching not too long ago, that they're not upset about anything. This team is loaded. And so if they can continue and not panic, they can turn things around. In that game yesterday, Andrew Benintendi went 2-for-3, didn't score. Got an RBI and a walk. He's hitting .270 on the season. Zui Lin pinch hit for Brazier, and he went 0-for-1. Betts went 0-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting .262. Pierce went 0-for-3. He's hitting .143. Moreland pinch hit for him, got a walk. He's hitting .259. Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-3, scored a run with a walk. He's hitting .250. Rafael Devers went 1-for-3, scored a run, got a walk. He's hitting .243. Nunez went 1-for-3, got an RBI. He's hitting .185. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-3 with a score, and he scored a run. He got a walk. He's hitting .171. Christian Vasquez went 0-for-3, scored a run with a walk. He's hitting .167. Price went 1-for-2 and got an RBI. He's hitting .500 on the season. And J.D. Martinez came in and pinched hit for one of the pitchers. He went 1-for-2. He's hitting .359 on the season. Price went 6 innings, gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. He had a 6.00 ERA. Workman went an inning with a strikeout. He hasn't been scored on this year. Brazier went 1 inning with a hit. He hasn't been scored on this year. Colton Brewer went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. Struck out 1. He has a 2.08 ERA, and he got the loss. Okay, no home runs for the Red Sox in that game, and so we're just going to move right along. 4:40 here on WMFO. If I got to move along, I don't have much program left to go into. Anyway, where are we going to go next? Let's go to the National Hockey League. Lightning 6 and the Bruins 3. The Blues 3 and the Canucks 2. That was a shootout. The Blue Jackets 6 and the Senators 2. Canadiens 6. And I have no clue who I wrote down there. Canadiens beat somebody 6-5. Oh, the Toronto Maple Leafs, 6-5. That was a shootout. Okay, New Jersey 4 and the Panthers 3. That was an overtime game. Sabres 7 and the Red Wings 1. Rangers 4 and the Penguins 3. That went into overtime. Hurricanes 4 and the Flyers 3. Predators 5 and the Blackhawks 2. Islanders 3 and the Capitals zip. The Oilers 3 and the Flames 1. The Stars 3 and the Wild zip. The Jets 4 and the Coyotes 2. The Kings 5 and the Golden Knights 2. And the Sharks 5 and the Avalanche 2. In that Bruins game in the first period, 14-38, David Krejci got his 20th goal of the year with assists from McAvoy and Pastrnak. Bruins 1-0. 19-40 of that same first period, Danton Heinen got his 11th goal of the year with assists from Kampfer. At the end of one period, the Bruins lead 2-0. 4:41 of the second period, Eric Cernak got his 5th goal of the year on a power play with assists from Miller and Gourde. At 12:52, Steven Stamkos tied it with his 45th goal of the year. And that was shorthanded and unassisted, 2-2. At 16:59, Tony Cirelli got his 9th goal of the year with assists from Miller and Coburn. Bruins won the first period 2-0. And the Lightning won the second period 3-0. 3-2, Lightning at the end of two periods. Into the third period, Nikita Kucherov got his 41st. Now I know why the Lightning. They got two 40-goal scorers. Oh, my goodness. Nikita Kucherov got his 41st goal of the year unassisted. That made it 4-2 in favor of the Lightning. At 14:03, Matt Grilcic got his 3rd goal of the year. That was a shorthanded goal, and that made it 4-3. At 14:16, however, Braden Coburn got his 4th goal of the year with assists from Cirelli and Girardi. That made it 5-3. And at 18:34, Tyler Johnson got his 29th goal. They got two 40-goal scorers and a 29-goal scorer. Palat and Kucherov on the assists. Final score, Lightning 6 and the Bruins 3. I don't have all of my stuff together. I didn't bother pulling it out since I knew I was going to have a late program, a short program. So we'll just move right along. 4:43 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday, April the 7th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I won't even mention about getting in the building anymore or the new computer system. Okay, let's go. Let's go to college, men's college basketball. Virginia 63 and Auburn 62. In the first game of the Final Four. So Virginia moves on to the championship round of March Madness. March April Madness, I guess it is now. And a stunning upset. I had Michigan State winning it. Texas Tech 61, Michigan State 51. So it's Virginia versus Texas Tech on Monday. It's going to be interesting. I don't know how many people are going to watch that. Really, they don't come from areas where there are great basketball fandom across the country. They'll say, I want to see Virginia, I want to see Texas Tech. No, they don't. That doesn't happen. But anyway, hopefully it'll be a good game. I'll watch as much of it as I possibly can. On Friday night, ladies college basketball, Baylor 72, Oregon 67. And Notre Dame 81, UConn 76. I was a little leery of UConn. I didn't think they had enough bench or big people coming off the bench to support the starting five. They were playing 3 guards and 2 forwards. And I think it caught up with them in that game. I didn't see the game. It was close. Collier got 15 points, 13 rebounds, 1 assist. No steals and 4 blocks. Walker got 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Williams got 19 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Dangerfield got 4 points, 3 rebounds, 9 assists, and 2 steals. Samuelson got 20 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, no steals, and a block. And Nelson Odama got 4 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Just not enough. Losing by 5 to Notre Dame. Baylor and Notre Dame plays tonight, I believe. Okay, 446 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 7th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I will be back. Okay, we're back. It's 4:51 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's see. Okay, I guess you want my picks for the college basketball games. I got to go with Virginia, I guess, over Texas Tech. I know nothing about Texas Tech. I've just seen little highlights here and there during the week. But they've made it all the way through to the finals, so who knows? But I'll go with the known entity. And in ladies basketball, tonight, Baylor and Notre Dame. I was not impressed with Baylor, what little I saw of them. I think it's their game leading into the finals, really. No. But anyway, I saw one of their games, probably the next to last game leading into the finals. And I was not impressed. They won, I don't know, 14 or 15 points. And I forget who they were playing, but I think I will go with Notre Dame. They've been to the dance before. And so I got Notre Dame over Baylor, and I got Virginia over Texas Tech. Okay, we're getting ready for the playoffs. The Celtics went into Indiana and bopped them right there in their own backyard, and played without Jaylen Brown as well. So I think in the first round of the playoffs, I'm taking the Celtics, who should have home court advantage over the Indianapolis Pacers. Okay, hockey. I don't know who the Bruins are playing in the first round. But the way Tampa Bay played in their last game here against the Bruins yesterday, 6-3, solid victory. I guess I'm going to have to go with the Lightning to repeat. I don't know who the defending champion Washington Capitals is going to play either. But it's going to be interesting to see if they meet head-to-head and how well various players do against each other in that series. Okay, like I said, I'm not panicking over the Red Sox start. Like I said, they had a lot of great breaks go their way last year. And that's all. That always helps. You don't win 118 games without having a lot of good bounces go your way. But overall, I think, as someone has said, I'm quoting on TVs, from TV, that this team is loaded. Probably better than last year. If we can expect Pierce to play like he played last year. And he didn't play at the beginning of the year for us. And the pitching staff, minus any injuries, they should have a, you know, turnaround. Starting pitching should have a turnaround. Everybody was concerned about Kimbrel not being re-signed, but he hasn't been signed by anybody. So I guess that's a signal that people think he's lost something, and they would sign him for perhaps maybe for less money than he's asking for in years. But so far that hasn't happened, and the Red Sox are sitting tight with who they have, and sent down a couple of pretty good pitchers to the minors just because they couldn't make the staff, and also have Wright, the knuckleballer, who's suspended and was not definitely going to make the ball club anyway because of his recovery from his knee injury. So the pitching is may not be a problem if the bats can hit as we think they are going to be able to hit. And here again, I just hope that sometime before I die, that Major League Baseball will get the picture and eliminate the fact that that American League teams cannot use designated hitters in National League parks. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But anyway, we'll see how things go. And should be an interesting summer. I'm looking forward to some great things happening out there. on the ball field. Okay, it's 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. Like I said, I've had problems getting into the building, And this week they put in a new computerized system, and I'm feeling my way around as far as that is concerned. Hopefully, we'll have Sounds of Praise. It's 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford. We'll have Sounds of Praise coming your way, hopefully, sometime close to 5 a.m. once I figure how to transfer from where I am right now to where I want to be for the next 3 hours. Okay, stay tuned. Great gospel music is coming your way as we feature more new music of the year 2019, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. You are going to be blessed.